A dream center in Indonesia opens, helping people physically and spiritually. Kazakhstan's religion law carries heavy ramifications for ministry, and Shoes for Orphan Souls celebrates a milestone. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The earthquake and resulting tsunami in Indonesia did something humans couldn't do. It brought peace to the civil war-plagued region. The agreement was signed last week. It also allowed Christians like Strategic World Impact in, allowing them to build a local Christian-inspired dream center, says SWI's Kevin Turner.
We have a counseling center, computer training, a reading room, and this dream center was actually their idea, and this was a way to continue to reach out and meet the needs of the Achenese after the relief phase was done and after the restrictions, which we knew would come.
Turner says this never would have happened 5 years ago.
We're rejoicing that we've been able to have an impact with the initial humanitarian relief, but also set up a strategy that empowers the local body of Christ to continue to have a platform or by to preach the gospel.
Next, Assist News reports that Christians are facing ever-increasing persecution in Saudi Arabia. Under the new king, King Abdullah, the religious police have been more active, raiding the homes of foreigners, especially those where Christians live. In fact, India's government warned its citizens not to bring Bibles or icons to Saudi Arabia or privately pray. Saudi Arabia is second on Open Doors' World Watch list of countries where believers face persecution for their faith. You're listening to Mission Network News. Mixed reaction continues to come out of Kazakhstan over enforcement of a new religion law. Many believe the so-called national security law contradicts itself within the framework of the country's constitution. But there's another issue, says Bible Mission International's Malcolm Smith.
When one country passes a law, usually there's a cookie-cutter approach in the other republics that very soon comes to be that will affect our work on a wholesale basis across the whole Central Asian region.
Smith says the law has had greater effect on Westerners involved with outreach. Many of them have already begun sending their families home. The concern, then, is how the law changes the scenario for indigenous work.
It's going to take a little more time. It's going to take a little more energy for us to go and appease the local officials and go through the process that they ask us to and jump through the hoops. But, you know, in the long run, it's going to make us work a little smarter, and we're going to build some new relationships.
Meanwhile, planes, communications, and other technical expertise are giving One Mission Organization a way to reach people in countries close to the typical missionary. Mission Aviation Fellowship not only provides flight service, they also provide communications and other technical expertise. MAF's Dave Bachman says since they're not called missionaries or pastors, the doors are open for outreach.
Certainly there's a credibility that comes because of not being associated with clergy, so to speak. As technical people, as managerial people, I think it does open some doors. Well, certainly those areas where typical mission organizations are not allowed to function.
MAF is working in a number of these areas, and they're seeing success, says Bachman.
In some of those places, it takes quite a while, but even so, we're starting to see some other fruit. In other places where we've only been for a few years, we're already seeing some fruit.
Finances and more experts are needed. And Buckner Orphan Care International's Shoes for Orphan Souls program is in its seventh season, giving new shoes to children worldwide. Last year, the organization reached a milestone, topping 1 million new shoes given to children in over 30 countries. Buckner works with churches and others who collect new shoes and socks all year. During distribution, team members tell the children that the shoes come from people who love them and that they're loved by their Heavenly Father. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's free Atlas of Changed Lives is available by calling our resource line 1-800-995-4828. It tells amazing Sat7 salvation stories and makes a pretty good prayer guide for the Middle East and North Africa. That's Sat7's Atlas of Changed Lives, 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.